Picture this. You're on the Costa del Sol in Spain.
Oh, nice.
Right? The sun is shining, the Mediterranean is, you know, it's sparkling right in front of you. And you are lounging at this incredibly chic, high-end beach club.
Sounds terrible. I hate it already.
Yeah, real rough day. But so you've just paid this hefty premium just to walk through the door, right?
Right, yeah, those places are not cheap.
Exactly. So you're settled onto your, you know, plush day bed, and you decide to order a little mid-afternoon treat. You go for a premium layered raspberry cream dessert. Maybe it's on the menu as the like crème Himbeer Lacala.
Fancy.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
And an iced matcha latte. And you're expecting an experience.
Right, you're paying for the whole vibe.
Exactly. And then the server walks over and hands you a flimsy, like sweating, leaking paper cup with a plastic lid that doesn't quite fit right.
Oh man, yeah.
Suddenly the whole illusion is just broken.
Yeah, it's that physical touch point. You know, the moment the product actually reaches your hands, it completely contradicts the luxury environment you're paying to be in.
Yes, exactly.
The venue promised exclusivity, but the delivery vehicle feels like a fast food drive-thru.
Because serving a Michelin star meal on a paper plate, it just instantly kills the illusion. You lose the premium feel before you even take a sip or a bite.
Yeah, it's jarring.
And that specific disconnect is really the foundation for today's deep dive. We're evaluating a really specific new business concept emerging from the Costa del Sol. We've got a stack of sources today. We've got product catalogs, marketing images, and a business strategy ebook. It's called Verpackungal's Profit Center.
Which translates to packaging as a profit center.
Right. And it's all from a company called Salvaso Concept SL, and they're based in Benal Medina. Their brand is called SOVZ.
Okay, so our mission today is very targeted. We're going to put on our entrepreneurial hats.
Love it. Let's do it.
The goal is to evaluate the concept and the opportunities for founders. Yeah,
Yeah.
we are analyzing this SOVAZ system, the financial models, the operational psychology, all of it.
To evaluate if this is a golden opportunity for independent sales agents or existing business
Right,
owners.
we need to answer the core question. Is this a viable opportunity?
Yeah.
And, you know, would we personally take the risk to start a business around it?
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the hospitality industry, especially in high-end tourist destinations, has a massive packaging problem.
Yeah, they really do.
The sources describe this as a gastro-wandle or a gastronomy shift. And they outline three main risks of sticking with standard packaging, which are essentially, you know, silent profit killers.
Right, and what's fascinating here is if we connect this to the bigger picture, the first risk they identify is the perceived value drop.
Okay.
So the kitchen might be delivering absolute peak performance. They're using the finest imported ingredients, but if the packaging screams standard, the guest's willingness to pay for upgrades or signature products just plummets.
Wow, so the psychological contract between the venue and the guest is basically breached.
Exactly.
Which means if I'm paying, you know, 20 euros for a cocktail at a pool, the container itself has to justify that price tag.
It has to.
It can't feel cheap. But beyond just looking bad, standard packaging creates these structural nightmares for a business. The second risk they outline is all about freshness and logistics.
Yeah, think about a sprawling resort, right? You have pool service, room service, maybe off-site caterings. Open cups and flimsy lids are inherently unstable.
Right. Carbonation gets lost, aromas fade, textures get ruined, or worse, the product just spills all over a tray before it even reaches the guest.
Oh, that's the worst. And a server navigating a crowded pool deck with a tray of wobbly iced coffees is an operational liability.
Yeah, totally.
And that inefficiency feeds directly into the third risk from the sources, which they call time loss.
Okay, yeah, time loss.
Because in the middle of a rush, every single second of a staff member's time is precious.
Right. If a barista is, you know, fighting with a bad lid that won't snap on, or if a drink spills and has to be completely remade,
Right.
the stress levels in the kitchen just skyrocket and efficiency grinds to a halt. The sources call it the packaging
Oh, the
paradox.
packaging paradox.
Yeah, because in a market where guests are paying hundreds of euros a night for luxury, presenting an average-looking product caps your revenue potential. You can only command an average price.
Yeah, and the obvious answer might seem to be we'll just serve everything in premium glassware,
Right.
but you can't exactly hand out fragile crystal goblets at a swimming pool or a sandy beach.
Oh, gosh, no. Broken glass and bare feet. That is a massive safety hazard that no resort insurance policy will ever tolerate.
No, not at all.
Which brings us to how you actually solve the paper plate problem without, you know, introducing danger.
Right.
And the SOVAZ concept is engineered to sit right in the middle of that tension. They're offering a solution that provides the safety of plastic with the premium feel of glass. Yep. So it is a highly transparent, shatterproof, stackable plastic can. It's made of RPET, which is recycled polyethylene terephthalate.
Mm-hmm.
But the real differentiator is the top. It's sealed with a genuine aluminum lid, just like a traditional soda can you'd buy at the store.
Now, that is interesting. And to make that happen on site, they provide the hardware.
Okay.
So it is a compact, quiet countertop sealing machine. The operator puts the filled can into the machine, and it locks that aluminum lid into place in just 3 seconds.
Wow, 3 seconds.
Yeah, 3 seconds.
Okay.
It takes a fresh, locally made product and instantly gives it the polished, secure look of a mass-produced retail item.
I was looking at the images provided in our sources, and they are honestly striking. You see these highly transparent cans showcasing perfectly layered muesli with yogurt and fresh berries.
It looks so good.
They really do. There's one with a bright, vibrant red gazpacho that looks like a modern art piece. There are cans filled to the brim with colorful gummy bears, mixed nuts, olives, and these gorgeous layered iced coffees and matcha lattes. It looks incredibly appetizing.
It's visually arresting, and that is a very deliberate design choice.
Yeah.
The SOVAZ strategy leans heavily into the psychology of see it to buy it.
But total transparency feels like a double-edged sword to me.
How so?
Well, showing the food is great if it is a perfect layered dessert or a neat stack of gummy bears. But what if the food looks a little, you know, messy?
Mm-hmm.
When a kitchen uses a cardboard box or a solid, opaque cup, they hide all the imperfections. They control the presentation from the top down. Handing a busy line cook a fully clear can seems like a massive aesthetic risk.
Right.
One sloppy layer of cream and the whole premium illusion is ruined.
That's a fair point. It does require a certain level of aesthetic care from the kitchen.
Yeah.
But the payoff in a market like the Costa del Sol makes that extra care worthwhile.
You think so?
Yeah, because we're living in a social media, Instagram-driven economy.
Mm-hmm.
In this environment, the visual is the marketing. When a server walks through a beach club carrying a tray of bright, colorful, transparent cans, every other guest sees exactly what that is. It creates immediate appetite appeal across the entire venue.
Oh, I see. So the can itself basically functions as a walking billboard.
Exactly. But the sources also emphasize that transparency equals trust, which feels like a strong claim for a plastic can.
Yeah. How does seeing the side of a smoothie build actual trust?
Well, think about the demographic of a place like the Costa del Sol.
Okay.
You have a highly international clientele, tourists who might not speak the language fluently, who might have been burned by tourist traps in the past.
Oh, for sure.
When a venue puts a product in a highly transparent container, they're signaling radical honesty. They're implicitly saying, we have no tricks. We aren't hiding a small portion of fruit under a mountain of cheap cream in an oversized cardboard box.
Oh, right.
The guests can see exactly what they're getting, 360 degrees.
It totally removes the friction of the unknown. A guest knows what they're buying before they even have to ask a question or point to a menu.
Yeah, and that visible quality is what justifies a premium price. And more importantly, it drives impulse buys.
Really?
Yeah, the ebook specifically notes that a huge portion of hospitality revenue comes from spontaneous decisions.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. If a guest is checking out at a cafe register and they see a beautifully layered, sealed can of muesli in the display fridge, it signals immediate convenience and freshness.
And they just grab
it. They grab it for later. It is a completely frictionless upgrade for the business.
Okay, so the psychology of transparency drives impulse buys and builds trust. But achieving that flawless premium aesthetic can't be cheap.
No, definitely not.
Right. So if we're evaluating this for a founder, does the cost of this hardware and premium packaging actually leave room for a profit?
Right.
Because a shiny new machine and psychological marketing tricks are useless if the unit economics just drain the bank account.
Well, we definitely need to dive into the numbers here.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chapter 4 of the SOVC ebook provides a very specific margin calculation for a to-go cocktail or premium dessert. It's a direct side-by-side comparison
mm-hmm.
between using standard cup and using the SOVAZ can.
Okay, let's run the math. Walk me through the baseline first.
Let's look at the standard cup scenario.
Okay.
We'll assume the actual content, the ingredients for the dessert or the drink, cost the business €1.
Got Got it.
The standard paper cup and the flimsy plastic lid cost 25 cents.
Okay.
So the total cost of goods sold is €1.25.
Standard.
Right. In the current market, realistically, a venue can sell that standard-looking product for about €4. That leaves a profit of €2.75 per unit.
Okay, €4 minus 125. A €2.75 profit is, yeah, that's standard for a quick-to-go item.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when they switch to the system?
In the SOVAZ can scenario, the content cost remains the exact same, €1.
Okay.
However, the premium RPET can and the aluminum lid cost 95 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So the new total cost is €1.95.
Whoa, hold on. I have to challenge that. Going from 25 cents to 95 cents just for the packaging is an enormous jump.
It is.
That is almost four times the cost.
Right.
If I am a startup founder looking at this business plan, my alarm bells are ringing so loudly I can't hear myself think.
I know, it sounds crazy.
Why would any rational business owner nearly double their total product cost just to put it in a nicer container?
This raises an important question, and it feels entirely counterintuitive at first glance. Why spend drastically more on something the customer is eventually going to throw away?
Exactly.
But this is the fulcrum of the entire strategy.
Right.
Because the product now looks like a high-end premium retail item.
Right.
Because of that visual appeal and the radical honesty we just discussed,
right,
the venue is no longer competing in the fast food price bracket. They've created a new, much higher price anchor.
But are consumers really that easily influenced? I mean, a markup for the exact same €1 worth of ingredients seems risky. Is a plastic can and an aluminum lid really enough to make a customer not feel ripped off? If I see a plastic container, I might instinctively think of a vending machine, not a luxury lounge.
It comes down to the synthesis of the environment and the packaging.
Okay.
The luxury beach club environment already dictates a high price ceiling.
Okay.
The problem is that a paper cup actively drags the perceived value down from that ceiling.
Oh, duh. I see.
Right. The SOVZ can, with the weight of the RPE and the genuine aluminum seal, it matches the premium environment.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a vending machine item. It feels like an exclusive, bespoke product.
Okay.
According to their market data, that exact same €1 worth of ingredients, when sealed in the SOVEZ can easily be sold for €6.50 on the Costa del Sol.
Wow. That is a massive leap. Selling the exact same drink for $6.50 instead of €4.
Exactly.
So if we rerun the profit on that, selling it for $6.50 minus the $1.95 total cost, that leaves a new profit of €4.55 per unit.
Yeah, so the profit jumps from $2.75 to $4.55. That is an increase in profit margin of over 65%, despite the fact that the packaging is significantly more expensive.
That's wild.
The venue isn't just covering the cost of the premium packaging. They're actively leveraging it to generate dramatically more profit per sale.
Here's where it gets really interesting. You spend an extra 70 cents on packaging to make an extra €1.80 in pure profit. How does that scale for a business owner evaluating the risk of buying into the system?
Well, the ebook gives a very modest projection to model out the ROI.
Okay.
If a business sells just 50 units a day, which they break down as perhaps 20 signature drinks at the pool, 20 desserts in room service, and 10 impulse buys at the bar.
Very doable.
Right. And they make an extra €1.80 per unit. That's an extra €90 a day in pure additional profit.
And if they are operating, say, 26 days a month, €90 times 26 is €2,340 in extra unbudgeted profit every single month.
Okay.
At that rate, the initial investment in the sealing machine and the first batch of cans pays for itself in a matter of weeks. After that, it is pure margin enhancement.
The unit economics work brilliantly on paper. But, you know, a high margin doesn't matter if the business can't physically deliver the product when 50 people show up at the bar at the exact same time.
Very true.
The operational reality check is where the system shows its true durability.
Which brings up a major founder level concern.
Yeah.
What happens when this countertop sealing machine breaks down in the middle of a massive dinner rush? If the entire high margin menu relies on a machine that suddenly jams, the whole system collapses.
That would be a catastrophic bottleneck if they were sealing everything to order.
Wait, they aren't?
No. The sources highlight pre-batching as the major operational advantage of this system, which entirely mitigates that risk.
Oh.
Because these cans are completely sealed and airtight, the venue doesn't have to make everything to order during peak hours. They shift the labor.
Ah, it's essentially meal prepping for a business. The kitchen staff assembles the layered muesli, portions out the mixed nuts, or mixes the signature cocktails at, say, 10-11 a.m. when the beach club is empty and quiet.
Right.
They run them all through the sealing machine then and store them perfectly preserved in the fridge.
Then at 3 p.m., when the bar is 10 deep and everyone is demanding a drink, the staff doesn't have to shake, mix, and garnish 50 individual cocktails.
Wow.
Even an untrained temporary seasonal worker, which is a stark reality in tourist hotspots with high turnover.
Oh, absolutely.
They could just open the fridge, grab the beautifully branded pan, and hand it to the customer.
That's brilliant.
No prep needed during peak stress, and the machine doesn't even need to be turned on during the rush. It drastically increases the amount of revenue generated per employee hour.
It also has to cut down heavily on food waste.
Huge impact there.
Because if a kitchen preps a dozen salads and open bowls and they don't sell, they are wilted garbage by the end of the day. But sealed in an airtight can, they stay fresh significantly longer.
It drastically reduces the risk of having to throw away expensive inventory. And there is a broader operational versatility here, particularly for catering.
Okay, how so?
The sources point out that this is perfect for event and wedding catering. A founder can transport hundreds of these pre-sealed, perfectly portioned desserts or starters to an off-site finca wedding or a remote beach location.
Oh, wow.
Without worrying about spillage, contamination, or ruining the presentation in the back of a van.
Because the logistics of moving food safely and beautifully is easily the hardest part of the catering business.
It is a nightmare.
Yeah, I bet. But I do want to touch on an environmental concern.
Yeah.
We're talking about a lot of single-use plastic here. How does a premium beach club square eco-friendly luxury branding with handing out hundreds of plastic cans?
It is a critical question for modern founders. The mitigation here lies in the material. Our PIT is heavily recycled and highly recyclable, much more so than standard paper cups.
Oh, really? I always assume paper is better.
Most people do. But paper cups are often lined with a hidden layer of polyethylene film that makes them impossible to recycle, sending them straight to landfills.
Ah, I see.
Plus, aluminum is infinitely recyclable. It's not a zero-waste solution by any means, but it avoids the trap of the unrecyclable paper cup.
There is one more detail in the operational psychology that absolutely jumped out from the sources, and it has to do with that aluminum lid.
The pop.
The pop. When the customer pulls that tab, they get that very distinct, satisfying pop and the hiss of the seal breaking.
The acoustic psychology of that moment is deeply ingrained in our consumer habits.
Yeah.
That sound instantly communicates freshness, hygiene, and a first opening guarantee.
Right.
For an international tourist who might be cautious about food safety in a foreign country, hearing that can crack open provides massive peace of mind.
Absolutely.
It feels safe, pristine, and untouched by anyone else's hands since it left the kitchen.
It's basically the ultimate anti-tamper seal. So we've dissected the problem of the gastronomy shift. We've explored the visual and psychological solutions, debated the robust math, and examined how pre-batching survives a kitchen rush.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have. Now it's time to bring it all back to our core mission. We need to evaluate the concept and the opportunities for founders. Would we take the risk?
Well, the sources map out two distinct business opportunities here. The first path is for the existing founder, someone who already owns a hotel, a beach club, a cafe, or a catering company on the Costa del Sol.
Okay.
For them, SOVV offers a structured three-step adoption system.
What are the steps?
Step one is a sample kit to run a live test with their own products. Step two involves individual consultation to figure out which product lines have the biggest potential and how to iterate that pre-batching into their specific workflow.
Right.
And step three is implementation.
It is designed to be very low friction for an existing business to trial. Hitting that benchmark of 50 units a day is a very tactical, localized upgrade to an existing operation. But the second path is what really caught my eye.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Right on the website, they explicitly state, "Buscamos agentes comerciales independientes para nuestro proyecto," meaning they are actively looking for independent commercial agents for their project.
Which fundamentally shifts the nature of the opportunity. A founder doesn't have to own the beach club or take on the overhead of a hospitality venue. They can build a B2B sales business distributing this entire system to the beach clubs.
From an analytical standpoint, taking a proven margin enhancement tool into a market full of hospitality businesses that are constantly battling tight margins and high labor costs, I mean, that is a highly attractive B2B proposition.
It really is.
You walk in, see a stressed owner, and offer a way to increase their margins by 65% without hiring another bartender. You aren't just selling packaging. You're selling a 2,000 euro a month profit enhancement system.
So to answer the prompt directly, would we take the risk?
Right. What's the verdict?
Evaluating the data, the risk appears incredibly well mitigated.
Yeah.
The product solves a genuine painful logistical problem regarding leaking cups and slow service times.
Yep.
It has a proven psychological hook with the visual appeal and trust of transparency. And crucially, the financial model heavily favors the operator, completely absorbing the higher unit cost.
Yeah.
The combination of high margins and reduced labor stress makes it a highly attractive venture.
Whether upgrading an existing cafe or building an independent B2B sales agency, the foundation is incredibly solid. It's a rare case where the premium aesthetic actually creates operational efficiency rather than hindering it.
This brings up a thought for the learner, you know, the ambitious founder, to mull over long after this deep dive ends.
Okay, lay it on me.
The entire SOVA system and its massive 65% margin boost relies on a specific contrast.
Okay.
It relies entirely on the fact that right now, standard paper cups look cheap and transparent RPET cans look like a rare premium novelty. It stands out because no one else is doing it.
So what does this all mean for the future?
If this business model is truly as successful as the math suggests, fast forward 5 years. Imagine every single hotel, beach club, and cafe on the Costa del Sol is using transparent aluminum-sealed cans.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Becomes the new normal, the baseline expectation for a tourist. When transparency becomes the standard, what becomes the next premium differentiator?
That's a great question.
Right. How will the next generation of founders have to innovate their packaging to break the mold and stand out all over again?
That is the eternal game of business. The moment you build a better mousetrap, the market adapts and the cycle starts over.
Exactly.
Next time you grab a coffee or dessert to go, take a good look at what it's served in. You might just be holding an entire business model in your hands.